Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the Shit Talk and Banter podcast. Today's guest is Coleman Power, and he is the author of The Power of Organic Fitness. Yes, that was a lot to actually get out of my mouth, but I'm glad I done it. It was amazing talking to this guy. He was fucking unbelievable, like so much energy and passion in what he actually does. So it was great to obviously pick his brain. So if anyone's into their fitness or, you know, into a healthy lifestyle or eating healthy organically, definitely listen to this podcast. If you haven't already, please follow me on Twitter and on Instagram as well, and leave a like, share and subscribe to the YouTube channel too. If you want to buy his book, the link is in the description as well. But other than that, enjoy the episode. Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the Shit Talk and Banter podcast. Today's guest is Coleman Power. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, like we said before, whenever we were talking, having a bit of chit chat before the recording, literally just sent you a message saying if you want to do it, and you were like, yeah, let's do it straight away. So I love that enthusiasm.
Attack the day. Do you know what I mean? Say yes to everything and things get done.
Yes, exactly. I think everyone, like, kind of, you know, who follows you on your Instagram anyway, they kind of get that from you, because whenever you sent me a voice message and you were like saying, like, introduce yourself, and you were saying, like, obviously, oh, we should connect and stuff like that, I was just like taken back by the positivity and like the enthusiasm. I was like, holy fuck, this guy is on a different level. But some people can get weirded out by it, but I wasn't. I was just like, I was feeding off it. I was just like, wow, this is class. And I did respond to you, and I was like, fucking, I love the energy. I think it's great.
Yeah, but that's something that I suppose it's really important even to get out there to the listeners. It's give out what you most want back. I actually want people to be happier and have more energy levels, and I suppose live a healthy lifestyle. I suppose try to put that out and do the things that I wish maybe I had role models similar to this when I was growing up, because for the most part, there's a lot of friends, there's a lot of family members, mother and fathers, uncles, and we could say celebrities out there that show that lifestyle that Friday comes, you go drinking, you go on your holiday, you lie out in the sun, and you suppose you drink beer, you have takeaways, and you can factor in unhealthy food choices, and that's the lifestyle to live. And for the most part, I don't enjoy that life. And it's fine if you do, but I literally try to do the simple things. Whether I could go anywhere in the world, I'm going to be exercising. Minimum exercise steps is around 10,000. It's out in the sunlight. And after that, then it's your food choices. You can go anywhere. And I hadn't really, I suppose, taken a holiday or anywhere, been anywhere for a period of time. And then just before, I suppose, the likes of the launch of the book that I'm sure we'll get into later on, I went out to the likes of Spain for a number of days. And I still, I suppose, enjoyed myself, had a couple of beverages. But the most part then, I was still exercising. I was doing the minimum requirements. And I was going out for meals, but I was making the healthy food choices. And I was with a group of lads. And they were like, where did you get that? Where did you get that food? Like, and I was like, I am in the same restaurant as you. I literally asked for the likes of fresh fish. I wanted veg. And most certainly then we were having beverages with it. And the point of which is that was just something that I chose. And everyone else had the exact same options that I had. And there was other, I'm not going to demonize anybody. There was chips. There was all sorts of fried items on the menu. And the majority of people bought that. And then they kind of go, Jesus, Coleman, I wish I was as healthy as you. And they can be. But the thing is, it's down to your choices, your life choices, your food choices, and everything else you consume. I'm positive because I consume positive information. I don't listen to the general news. It's not that people that listen to the news, that's fine. I don't listen to negativity for the most part. I use social media to connect with like-minded people that are, I suppose, spreading a positive message such as yourself, and want, I suppose, to reach out to like-minded people. That's why I set up, I suppose, a community of people on the Organic Fitness Program, the retreats that I do on a regular basis, to grow your own. All these things are positive. I don't talk about things I can't change. I can't change the past. I can only change the future. If you're not happy where you are right now, start consuming more beneficial things. And that starts with the likes of the things you listen to. They consume, a lot of people think only foods. Who you hang around with is massive. It's unbelievably important.
Yeah, definitely. No, I agree 100%. It took me until I was like 25 to realize that. But I think it's because, like, I always quote this and my girlfriend gets really annoyed at me. I'm just like, oh, yeah, like your prefrontal cortex, yeah, it only fully develops at 25. And she's like, oh, fuck me. How many times have you said that before? I'm like, it's a good fact to know.
Damn, the miss has been always right, huh?
I know, exactly. But yeah, I think it's very important, you know, to obviously to have that, you know, positive influence as well. Like, I mean, like, quick example, like the war, people were like saying that like the Russian-Ukraine war was like really bumming them out and stuff. I'm just like, just don't watch or listen to anything and then it won't bum me out. And then they're like, oh, but yeah, but I'm on social media and it's coming up all the place. I'm like, no. Don't try and use it as excuse. You can unfollow accounts and make sure that you don't go on to, you know, trending so you don't see it. But you want to see it. You want to be fed the bullshit. That's it.
Yeah. No, I'm going to tell you that you can use social media to its strengths, or you can use it and then give out about it. Not, I suppose, consuming your news from social media is something that I don't recommend. And for the most part, that doesn't help people understand. And we go back to the most basic, simple thing. I suppose Irish people are typical, oh God, doom and gloom. Did you hear about your man who died in the news? And I'm like, I have no connection with this fella. No, I didn't hear about it. No, but I'm going to tell you about it. There was a full family that died, a full family. And then the other, oh, it was terrible. He was an orphan. It was an orphan. Oh, he was actually orphaned by an orphan. And it was terrible. It was a big, massive, and then they all died. And then the whole thing went up in flames. And someone tried to save them. And then they also actually smothered. And now they have completely destroyed their lungs for the future. You know, I didn't need that on top of my stressful day, my job, and everything else that I'm trying to accomplish in life. Don't add, and what we call it, negativity on top of negativity. Yes. And expect to be happy.
Exactly. No, I totally agree. You know, obviously, you just touched on it there before. You were talking about like how you've got the big guy and it's all about, you know, obviously organic. So maybe, yeah, have you got a book there? Are you going
to
show it?
Oh, jeez, I wouldn't. At the point of it, I dropped on the floor. This is it. It's literally, it is an Amazon number one bestseller. This is the healthiest book in the world right now. If you haven't heard about it, where have you been? You haven't been following the right social medias. That's what you haven't been. You tee me up lovely for that. This is it, literally. It's called The Power of Organic Fitness. It took me about 2.5 years to write, and this is, I suppose, another point. During lockdown, a lot of people did focus in on, you couldn't do this, you couldn't do that. There was loads of things that I couldn't do. We couldn't go so far. You have to stay in a certain area, and this is what I came up with. It took me 2.5 years, a lot of struggle. I'm dyslexic by trade, and I do put things in a humorous way, but what I put is my life and heart and soul into writing this book. I sat down at a computer. It's extremely difficult for me to sit down. It wasn't even concentrated. I don't even like sitting down, like moving as much as I possibly can. You can probably see that if you're watching on YouTube, moving around here, hand gestures. And what I did was, I said, I wanted to make people become happier and become healthier. And I want to make this world a better place. And as a result of that, I sat down for 1 hour between the hours of 5 and 6, got up. Was getting up at 4:30 because obviously I had a full-time job and had other commitments with online coaching and mentoring. That was the only time that I could nail down when everyone else was asleep. I started to write down the foods, exactly how they affect the body. I wrote down the difference between organic and conventional, organic fitness foods that I recommend people to grow their own or buy, or whatever they do, most certainly add it to their diet, because foods have a massive effect on the way you look, you feel, and how much energy levels you have. People will ask me, cool man, what are you taking? What, like, tell me, it must be something secret. And I go, oh, nothing. It's just this kiwi that has a skin on.
Oh, man, not the fucking skin. Jesus.
Man, I'm going to tell you the facts. No. Two of them, you don't have to eat the skin. But, right? Two of these increase naturally melatonin. Melatonin is your sleep hormone.
Yeah.
The skin. But remember the fact that most of the antioxidants are found in the skin. And as a result of that, I am maximizing the benefits of what I do. And that's something that I suppose, to be as productive as you possibly can, or be as healthy, don't waste a thing. And if you grow your own, you wouldn't waste a thing. I didn't actually grow these kiwis, but I must get a kiwi tree. I must.
I'm going to ask you a question. What other fruits and veg do you eat the skin off?
There's probably not too many that don't eat the skin out. I eat potatoes. I have eaten a banana skin on a full video on TikTok. Swear to God, that's no horrible lie. I'm pretty sure that I could send that to you. If you don't find it, tell me, and I will send that on to you. That went absolutely viral as well.
Oh my God, that is book. I think I tried to have an orange skin one time, and I was just like this, the flavor was just like, nope, can't do it.
But you're technically, like, I'm sure that you're, maybe there's in restaurants that you go to, lemon zest, orange zest, lime zest, that's the skin.
Listen, I know what you're trying to say, but like in small doses, but like I couldn't just grab an orange, look at it and just be like, you know what, I'm just going to take a bite out of it. Like I couldn't do that.
I wish I had an, well, sure, I just want to say, I wish I just had an orange. I'm literally looking at it here right now, a kiwi.
You're looking it's at cold. Me and you're like, you're the weird one. And I'm just like, what?
But what's normal to one person is completely different to another. And that's something that I suppose, this thing that I do, that I do right now, if you ever think, God, Coleman, that's extremely weird. That, I'll tell you, for the most part, lights don't and rarely don't come on in this house. So some people would think, Jesus, Coleman, is he ever at home? I'm actually not often at home, but the fact is I'm typically working. But the lights don't come on for the most part, just due to the fact that they have a negative effect on your sleep. Sleep is one of the pillars of health. And I write about that in one of the sections of the book. Why? Because if you don't get adequate amount of sleep due to the effect of lights, it can negatively affect your hunger hormones. Your hunger hormones are two of them, are leptin and ghrelin. So if you get a poor night's sleep, okay, your ghrelin is increased. That's your hunger hormone. How do you remember that? It sounds like hungry. Ghrelin. So that's how I remember it. Leptin is the satiating hormone. So lights such as either blue light from your phone or the screens from your laptop or your iPad or wherever you're looking at are most certainly something you don't want, or from lights in the evening time, because your body is meant to, I suppose, unwind naturally. I'm trying to be as healthy as I possibly can. And I'm passing on this information to people on a regular basis. I put out stories every day. I'm putting out posts, podcasts for the last, every Thursday for the last 2.5 years, heading for 3. And people can either take it or they can leave it. And that's take the example that you don't have to do everything that I do, or you just need to pick up one thing. Pick up one thing. It's the compound effect. That's how you do anything. That's why I wrote this book. Every time I wrote in this book, I put one coin, €1 in a jar. And it was, that realization that, and I was recording this all the time on my stories on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok too. And someone actually said to me one time, they said, Coleman, it doesn't even look like there's anything going in the jar. And I just said, you're 100% right, man. It's €1. It's very little. And it was, that was it. I might only write a paragraph. I might even write half a paragraph and then take away half it, and there's only left for the sentence in the hour. Or sometimes I might write a page. It depends. It depends on how I suppose things are going on the day. But the point of which is, if I was to ask you for €365, some people mightn't give it to me. But if I asked you for €1, most people would give it. They call me, he's a nice guy. He kind of smiles a lot and he's kind of happy in general. He's kind of, he gives me a bit of a laugh in between and the stuff that I have going on at work. So that's the whole idea of it is €1. Every day for a year adds up to 365 days a year. €350, sorry.
Yeah, no, I get it. That, no, that's very good. That's very cool. I, whenever I was obviously like looking and seeing like what you do and stuff like that there, whenever I seen that you had came out with a book, and then I seen recently that it was the Amazon's number one bestseller, like what was that feeling like?
Oh my God. It was unbelievable. And I suppose I was just so blown away, like really and truly. I'm small, I'm a country individual, I'm from Waterford. It all started with a dream of, and then a wish written down on a piece of paper that can transfer it over to a goals board, and then followed by action every single day. €1 went in a jar that I wrote on a laptop, that I wrote chapter by chapter, which followed on, I suppose, the finishing of the book, and then reaching out to as many people as I possibly could on social media. And a lot of people say, Coleman, you're lucky. You're just lucky. And I would say, yes, I am lucky, but you make your own luck. It was because I've been making content. If you want to go way back on my YouTube channel, and even when Snapchat was really big, I was on that. I was making cooking videos and doing sit-ups on my my kitchen, on my bedroom floor, recording those. And it's kind of that realization that played hurling for a high percentage of my life. And this would be the first year that I haven't played a game, even though it was that one at the weekend. But it's something that I was never the best. I suppose I was pretty energetic. I wouldn't have had a huge amount of skill, But I never missed a training session. I never missed a match. I was always the sub. And often I was the reserve sub. But when I got into school, it was in the fifth year. I didn't get one game in first year, in second year, in third year, in fourth year. We were going into fifth year. I was coming to my second last year of secondary school. And the school team, the men's team, were doing extremely well. And they ended up getting into the likes of the Munster final. And again, I didn't get a game, but I never missed a training session. I was there on the wet days, was there, always packed my bag, had it up, had the boots clean, and it was extremely consistent. And just in, I suppose, the lead up to the game, we had a challenge match, and one of the corner forwards, I think two of the corner forwards at the time, they injured their finger, one injured their ankle.
Yes.
And lo and behold, yeah. And I would have thought nothing. I thought nothing of it. And lo and behold, they named out the team the day before the game. And they named out one, two, three, the cornerback, the fullback, the wingback, the midfield, half forward line, and the corner forwards. They named 13, they named 14, and they named 15 Coleman Power. And I literally was like, I cannot believe. Just sat there in the dressing room after everyone was just doing it, literally the whole training session. I sat there and said, I cannot believe just named me out. And it's kind of that thing about if you're there or thereabouts, and if you're putting in the effort, you'll get your just rewards eventually. Mm-hmm. And I might take, do you know what I mean? Take the example I told you just 5 or 6 years of making content. I was, again, that was 5 years, just two examples in my life so far. And I'm just nearly 32. That it takes a long time to get, I suppose, the things that you want. But if you put in the effort that mightn't seem like you're getting anywhere at the start, inevitably you will get there.
One question, did you win?
Would you believe? I'm going to tell you, add on the tiny bit of the story. So we got the team named out on this, on the final day. I was so excited. I was majorly nervous. Next thing, got out onto the pitch. It literally was unbelievable, the buzz. People didn't crowd, mother, father, brother, sister, you name it, cousins and whatever. I was like, yes, unbelievable buzz out here. It's like all Ireland day. Like, next thing, I'd say the game was on about 5 minutes. Came in, ball, fumbled, fell, didn't even touch it. Next thing, ball hooked that back out. It was corner forward. I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm wicked shaky. Next thing, second ball came in. Big, massive lumper. Next thing, the keeper battled it out. And then I was just like, unreal. I just tipped it in. And then I just couldn't believe it went straight into the goal. But it was like Royal Rover and stuff like that. I just went over to the crowd like John Milan, lad. Yes, get in. Oh, lad, what an absolute dream. There's no more than 50 people there, tops. But yeah. Is just, I suppose, the icing on the cake again. If you're there, thereabouts, you will most certainly score that goal.
Yeah. I can relate to that so much. I used to play Gaelic, and I remember, like, whenever I was trying to break into the men's team, like, coming from, like, minor, and it was, I say Gaelic football, and I remember one of, like, the first couple of games that I played, I managed to get into the half forward line. I was always a halfback. I don't know why he put me in half forward. I think it must have been like my gameplay, like I was good at passing the ball and stuff like that. But then, like, I was always known for being a really poor shooter. And I think it was like our first game in the league, and I took a shot, and it was just like a wild shot, and like I probably couldn't do it again, but like it just went in the top corner and like just turned around. Everyone was like, "What the fuck?" And I was like, "Yeah." And like, it was just like you've just said there now, like you always remember those moments because like you said, you go to the trainings, you fucking persist. Some nights you could have been like sick from drilling, like fucking running around the pitch and stuff like that. The cold nights as well. And then it all pays off for like that one moment and you feel fucking good about yourself.
That's what life is about. Actually, memories of achieving something. You don't ever have to be the best. You just have to do your best. And by God, scoring a goal, whether you're playing hurling, playing football, playing gas, soccer, you name it, is such a buzz.
Yes.
To give it to somebody else, to describe to somebody else is the fact that it's literally like you're electric, but it comes up from literally the soles of your feet and just kind of goes, yeah, straight up to the top, literally your head just goes in a spike. Adrenaline.
Yeah. It's crazy. It is one of the best feelings ever. And like, obviously, I know I'm coming back to like, you're obviously, you know, you're eating that, you're eating the organic food, and you probably have, you know, you probably have that like all day. Like, obviously you're human, you might have like down periods and stuff like that there, but obviously your message is to spread, eat healthy organic food, and you'll feel like that like most of the time throughout the day.
Yeah, and I suppose the good point that you bring up is, like, often people say, Coleman, do you ever get tired? Coleman, are you ever upset? Are you ever depressed? I do get tired, and there are times, I suppose, that I do feel low and down, but for the most part, I am quite, I suppose, high energy and do have high energy because I focus in on the things that give you energy, okay? First thing is adequate sleep. Next thing is removing toxins from your diet. And then you could say negativity, because negativity is the biggest drainer anyone can most certainly and should remove from their diet. And like toxins could fall into that. So if I say, remove toxins from your diet, lads, and they kind of go, oh yeah, what foods? I say, the people that are actually killing you from the inside out. That's something that's massive, like, because we all have people that we have, sometimes I suppose either live with, whether it be family members or housemates, that we have to tolerate for a high percentage. But what you do is you try and minimize it, and yes, that's a really key point.
Yeah, definitely. No, I agree. And you obviously mentioned about, you know, you remove toxins from your body and stuff like that. Is there any little small toxins that you keep in, like coffee or caffeine or anything like that?
I wouldn't necessarily call coffee or caffeine a toxin. I don't drink 100%. Imagine me on coffee. I think the world might explode.
Yeah, you could just keep on running and it would spin around quicker and it'd be like 100 years in the future.
caffeine is okay, but again, the danger is in the dose. Point of which people are drinking in excessive amounts. Coffee actually has a high percentage of fiber, because fiber being good for your gut health, because it's from a bean. But a lot of people actually, again, we're over consuming it. Just like the same with carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are not bad. It's just that people over goddamn consume it, and they're consuming carbohydrates from processed foods, biscuits, chocolates, cakes, alcohol. And then they go, do you know what? I'm going to take out the goddamn bread. The bread, the pasta is absolutely killing me. Oh, Jesus, no bread. No doubt.
So with, like, obviously, like, you've the book is like their organic part, like it's obviously all about organic food produce. Like, how did you like start it, like growing it in your back? Is it in your back garden, or do you go to like a place to do it?
No, I'm currently, I suppose, based on and do have the use of land with a polyton, like glass house. And where did it all start? I suppose I studied it in college. So I was just lucky enough. I was going to be an electrician. I'm so glad to have a decent father. No, I still had a father who was, I suppose, interested in me and reaching my full potential. I was going to just be an electrician. I just want to walk outside. I wasn't good in school. I was that fella that was at the back of the class, throwing rubbers, tinfoil, absolutely the teacher's vein of life and getting kicked out. I would have never expelled or anything like that. I suppose maybe I was clever enough, streetwise, I used to call it. So the point of which is, I just wanted to, I suppose, move, and I wanted to exercise, and I wanted to use up the energy that I had. And my father said, you're not going to be an electrician, but you can give a go at something that gets you to have a job outside. And I was like, I'll do gardening or something along those lines. That'll be great. So I studied horticulture, did all the general things, did flowers, then we did fruits, then we did vegetables. And then it was kind of coming down. What do you kind of like? Now you get to subsections and choose much more specifically what you like. I'm kind of like, but flowers and vegetables and fruits are kind of, well, they're the same, but the one main difference is you can actually eat these on the right-hand side and you can't really eat the flowers and the trees. So what I'm going to pick? I'm going to pick vegetables. And and then I specialized in organic horticulture. And then after that, what ended up happening was I kind of couldn't get a job in it and ended up emigrating to Australia. Went to Australia for a while, and as all good Irish people do, we had a great time. And I worked on building sites, couldn't get a job over there. And ended up coming home to play a hurling match. Jesus, GA based. And played one match, and following that, we won that game. And I was like, going back to Australia, my bags are in Melbourne, I have a landscaping job. And finally, after actually getting a job doing the likes of what I enjoy, being outside, and I was working on building sites, but I didn't really enjoy that, but I wouldn't have done anything. I mean, I'm just kind of that happy-go-lucky fella. If I'm making a bit of coin, if I'm extremely happy, but there was that, I suppose, effort that I put in for 5 years studying horticulture and then getting a master's degree in it. Came back home, got a job as setting up a market garden and growing vegetables for restaurants, cafes, and the general public. And then I just, honest to God, I swear down, I was like, I actually couldn't do anything else right now. I get paid to be outside, to grow foods that make someone healthier. And then I was always interested in fitness. I was always training either at home, started off at home workouts, and then progressed to the gym. And then when I came home, I got my online personal training course done, then studied nutrition, studied education, and then amalgamating the organic growing and the likes of online personal training, the organic fitness program. It's kind of like someone wrote the book. In fact, I did. I wrote the book. And not even this book. You're writing your own book, whether you have a physical copy of that you should write a book or not.
Yeah.
You write your own story. You write your own future. If you're not happy where you are right now, start changing it. Because I could have been and lived a totally different life. I could be in Australia right now working as a building site, literally directing in traffic as a labourer, sweeping floors and cleaning toilets. That was my job. And I just, for luck, came home and got a job. And really and truly, I'm so grateful for that. Like, you get lucky, but you make your own luck. You make your own decisions. You decide what you do every single day.
I love that, man. That's fucking class. Like, you know, coming back from Australia, everyone always thinks Australia is like the dream. And I went there as well myself, and I thought I was going to end up living there, but I'm kind of in like 50-50 sort of position where I'm like, I'm kind of glad that it didn't happen. Obviously, like, you know, they've got the weather, the beaches, all that there, blah, blah, blah. It's a good lifestyle. But I'm kind of glad that I'm like back here and like doing like my own sort of thing. And like, you know, I don't think I probably would have done it back there. I probably would have got too comfortable. But it's great, obviously, hearing that story. Like, that's amazing. Like, you're growing your own shit and you're selling your shit to other people so they can let people eat the shit. Like, I love that.
I love the way you just kept saying shit. You're growing shit to give the shit to eat shit. How about we're growing the best food possible to give to them? No, and I suppose just to touch on that point, if you have not tried fruits or vegetables or organic produce, whether meats, eggs, tofu, tempeh, those are complete protein sources that vegans and vegetarians can consume. And I'm neither, I have no preference to anything. Some people say, "Come on, are you a vegetarian?" No, are you vegan? No, I just eat an odd vegan or vegetarian meal. Like, so why you want to name it to a cross? Eat everything. So yeah, if you haven't tried foods and you say you don't like them, especially vegetables, by Jesus, try them organic. And the biggest one, biggest game changer, they're in season right now, organic tomatoes. Go to a country market. And you will literally, they will blow the socks off you. They're like sweets. By Jesus, I used to love sweets. I used to eat Haribos till it came out of my ears. I swear, the rings and then the love heart ones. Oh my God, with the white little foam marshmallow bit in the back.
Yes, they were nice. They're better than organic eggs, aren't they? The Haribo eggs.
They're much higher nutrition, better protein quality, and the whole lot.
Oh, I love that. Obviously, you know, you're starting to sell all your stuff, and then you've got the book out. Like, how's like your daily like routine? Like, what you probably get this all the time, but I kind of want to like know, like, what do you do as soon as you wake up, and then like how do you finish like the day?
It's a good question. I don't get asked this a huge amount. You could be the first person to want the exact detail. I suppose I inevitably prefer to get up quite early, and I'm getting up at this moment in time at 6 o'clock. So I get up at 6. One of the first things I do in the morning is I'm getting up and I'm just doing, I suppose, a small bit of stretching. Then I go outside and do grounding. Grounding is where, I suppose, you get your bare feet and bare hands just on the soil. It neutralizes free radicals and naturally wakes up the body. And then, I suppose, after that, people are asking me, "Conor, what in the name of Jesus have you taken? What coffee? Tell me what the coffee. I want the organic, is it? Tell me." No, I'm doing the simple things. I'm outside. I'm watching the sunrise. I'm drinking either similar to what now, parsley tea that contains lutein and zeaxanthin. These are just antioxidants that improve blood flow to the back of the eye. People can go, "Oh man, how are you so smart as well? Tell, you already know all about those things." I researched them. I studied how to grow them. And then it made it, I suppose, much easier for me to learn about the benefits of them and then to pass them on to other people. That's inevitably, I suppose, how I gained that knowledge. And if I keep telling people something, you'll never forget it. It becomes the topic that I enjoy to talk about. And getting back to what I do then after that, I either do my workout then directly in the morning, or I'll just take the example of today. Today I didn't do a workout. I got on to my emails then directly after that. I do all my check-ins online. People, are they doing their workouts? Have they reached their step count? Have they eaten the foods that they said they were going to eat? And are they on track? That's what I do. Then I deeply do my DMs on social medias. might do a post then. And then I suppose after that, we're rocking out to first thing has to do is open up polytunnels. You're watering, you're sowing seeds and harvesting, you're bagging, and then they can be put in the fridge. Then it's just a general maintenance of throughout the day of anything we're going on, training tomatoes today, putting up netting on fruit cages. And then throughout that, then you have the likes of my breakfast. I typically have overnight oats. Why? Because it's extremely handy. It's really oats. I can literally have boiled eggs, and then my lunch. And I always have greens with my breakfast. So whether I make a smoothie or a juice, that's the one of the first things that I have. Why? Because it aids in digestion. And that's just an important point to touch on. That's why they give you the likes of an option for a salad first thing at a restaurant, because that aids in digestion. Eating lean leaves, that I suppose it gets the enzymes going in your body. So if anybody's looking for better digestion, better gut health, having the likes of your greens first before your main meal is really important. It's not that I want people to go out. You can for meals, you can literally get and have a salad and eat that first, or a drink or a smoothie first thing in the morning. Yeah. So then my lunch would typically be a salad type lunch. I typically have that around 1:30 or 2:00. And then finishing up on the farm, maybe right now, maybe about 5:30 or 6:00. And then straight into directly after that, either a workout or maybe a podcast such as we're doing right now. And then again, some social medias, and straight away, then main meal of the day, followed by maybe a yogurt and 2 kiwis, which we have seen here. And then I do, I suppose, maybe a TikTok live in the evening and stretching, followed by, I suppose, blue light blocking glasses. And that's me pretty much knocked out for the day.
That is insane. That's very consistent. And you do that every single day?
I'm pretty consistent with that, yeah.
That's crazy. That it's obviously good. Like, I know everyone has like different routines, but that's a very, very good routine. And obviously it's showing, because, you know, you're doing all these things and you don't even look tired now.
For people that didn't know, I literally had just come in the door after doing training outside. It was kind of a nice evening here. Mm. And the podcast just came on. I was there finishing sweat, nearly rolling down my head. I was like, just in time. I still had a roll. Boom, press the record.
I love it. I love the energy. I think it's fucking brilliant. I suppose finishing up on, you know, the last bit of the podcast, what would be your what's your future vision for, you know, do you want to do more books? Do you want to, I don't know, maybe hold events, or do you want to like get like your products in the supermarkets? Like what were you thinking?
It's a good question. And I'm a big believer in, I suppose, knowing and getting clear on what you want. And right now, I suppose, to be as vague as I possibly can, because I don't want to give too much away. If you tell too many people about the likes of your goals, sometimes it's like giving you that dopamine hit. Yeah. And it's called, well, it's like mentally masturbating, I think is was the term to use it. You keep telling people that, oh yeah, I'm going to write a book. I didn't tell too many people I was going to write this book. Because yeah, they'll be kind of like, oh, I'll write the book. And it takes away kind of the bang of when I literally have the book, and most certainly now it's an Amazon number one bestseller. I'm going to tell you, a lot of people wonder, how did I do it? I told myself every single day for about 3 years, I'm a tall, I'm a confident, I'm a successful entrepreneur. I want people to be happier. I want people to be healthier. I want people to eat local, fresh and organic produce, because I want them to reach their fitness goal. I want to have an Amazon #1 bestseller that I sell at my public speaking events. I said that every single day. Either it was in a mirror, or I was shouting it to myself in the likes of workouts, or jumping into the sea. And for most part, a lot of people say, well, man, it's really easy for you. No, it's not. I find it extremely difficult to jump into the sea. It's a huge effort. I have to pack a bag. I have to put on my Speedos. I have to, I suppose, get into the car. I have to drive there. It's kind of like going to somewhere that's, you're going to get punished. Like, the sea is cold, it's harsh, and it's something that puts manners on me. And that's, I suppose, what I'm trying to tell people. If you want to achieve anything, you want to be the healthiest, the happiest version of yourself, you have to start doing things that help you get there. Start off with a goal, start off with a vision, and then start telling yourself, saying affirmations. And that's in the last section of the book. Positivity and goal setting has a massive part to play in being the best version of yourself. And like, sometimes when people are talking to me, I suppose there's different parts of me, like everybody. There's that happy go lucky you know what I mean? High energy fella, and there's that seriously driven, goal oriented individual that won't stop and until he gets what he wants. And there's the golden ticket there. Took me 2.5 years, started 5 years ago on a piece of paper. Major believer in goal setting, journaling. That happens maybe just before bed for me. Stock taking, writing 3 things that I'm grateful for. Why? Because it changes if you have any negative thoughts in your head to a positive. And when the last 15 minutes of your day is really important. Why? Because that's what you go into bed thinking about.
Wow. Amazing. I think that's a good way to end it. Do you know what I'm going to call this episode? I'm going to call it Reap What You Sow, because I think it fits the bill.
Okay. I love that.
Love it, mate. Thank you very much for doing this.
You're welcome, man. Delighted to have it.